Well, it's basically cake on a stick. So great for children. Children think they're fantastic. I've actually made them for wedding favours as well before. You can make them look really pretty, shape them into all sorts of shapes as well. Like just looking in Bakerellas, but they're owls and pandas. So yeah, they're fun.
We'll come back to this Bakerellas book because of, and there's a lady as well, there's a pop bakery lady as well, isn't there, Sarah?
I know there's a British version of the original Cake Hop book coming out very, very soon, but I don't know the lady's name.
And have you come across or done anything with these cake pops at all?
Well, I've made them myself after seeing them after the famous American Bakerella website, because she didn't exactly invent them, but she's certainly the person who's made them famous. Yeah, we just make balls of cake and buttercream mixed together and rub them together in your hands. They're a bit messy. Stick them in the fridge, make them go a bit harder, spear a stick into them, and dip in chocolate and stand up. And in culinary terms, they're not really going to do anything amazing, but they're great fun.
They are very pretty. You can use candy melts as well.
So then you can use what?
Candy melts. They're from America again. Wilton candy melts. So basically, they come in loads of different colours, a few different flavours as well.
You're going to have to explain these candy melts to me because I haven't come across them.
They're kind of like buttons, different colours. You just melt them, melt them really quickly in a microwave. For dipping, I would put in a bit of shortening or something with it. It just makes them a little bit more liquid and they set quite firm. So, yeah, really good.
We can hear the mixer going in the background there. I think possibly for these, I think possibly about a kilo of cake. Now we're developing this recipe, so we're balancing, if you can't see this here, we're balancing cupcakes on the scales to work out just how many, because I think we're going to try and develop a recipe here for my next book at the same time. So it's multitasking, isn't it? Doing a radio show and developing a recipe for a book all at the same time. I think about 450 grams, 500 grams?
Yeah.
Right, so that's about, hang on, eight and a bit cupcakes. So let's say eight cupcakes to make it easy. We'll put those in, and we've put those into a bowl. And this is the fun bit because we're going to scrunch them up into crumbs, literally, and they're crumbling really well. Now, in reality, these have just been cooked. Do you think that these would be better if they were cool and sort of maybe slightly older cupcakes?
I think they would be, because usually I wouldn't have crumbled them by hand. I usually whiz mine up in the food processor, and actually I don't make my own cake to destroy. I tend to buy a cheap sponge cake off the shelf because, like I say, these are fun to look at. But they're such a sugar hit that they're not sophisticated. They are a bit of fun. So I don't really see the point of going to a lot of effort baking your own cake to mangle it up like this.
It's very interesting because I went earlier in the week and phoned the publishers for the British Cake Pop Bakery. And I spoke to them because I wanted them to send me a recipe book so I could actually try out and test some of the recipes on here. Unfortunately, they're completely and utterly and totally sold out.
The new book, it's not even in the shops yet.
They've given all their review copies.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing. So unfortunately I can't review one of her recipes, so we're going to make our own up.
Here we are. My really top tip, weigh your milk before you start, and then weigh it again when you've finished. I've made the buttercream, started off with 125 grams of butter, 500 grams of icing sugar, threw it in and processed it, added a splash of milk, and it all came together really, really fast. I'm impressed by that. Then I put some more milk in to get the consistency right. When you're developing a recipe, obviously you need to write down everything you do, and I didn't know how much milk I needed, so I weighed my carton of milk to the nearest gram before I started. 595 grams. Weighed it when I finished. 555 grams, so that means I put 40 grams in.
I think what's quite important when you're developing a recipe is to get flavours right, and we came across a book when we were out a few weeks ago called The Flavour Thesaurus. Have you heard of this book?
I hadn't heard of it, no, but I'm going to go out and buy it, definitely.
That was my instant reaction, was I have to literally go out and buy it. So have you heard of it?
Yes, I've seen it on the internet, and it is really clever because it's like a real thesaurus that it goes alphabetically through lots of different foodstuffs and then it individually matches them with other flavours that will work with them. It's just like a dictionary of taste, really.
What I've got here is I've got some star anise sugar and that we've made these cupcakes with. Which puts a sort of licorice flavour in. And then I've got some blackcurrant jam that I made. So we thought that the combination of blackcurrant and licorice in a cake pot smothered in milk chocolate, do you think? Milk chocolate?
I think dark chocolate and put the...
Dark chocolate with blackcurrant. I'm going to have to root around and see if I've got some in the cupboards now, because we're literally developing this on the hoof. What was your name that you came up with, Helen? I thought that was a cool name.
I want to say Pernod Black Cake Pops, but maybe Pernod, as they're not alcoholic.
I could stick some alcohol in there. I mean, don't have any, but I'm thinking, getting very excited there, thinking alcoholic cake pops. I can't even speak, I'm so excited.
Well, especially as the cake pops aren't baked when you're mixing them, the alcohol will stay in there rather than bake off.
I think what's quite important when you're using chocolate in something like this is to use a really good quality chocolate. It's not about using any old chocolate. What you're looking for on a packet is you're looking for the amount of cocoa butter in it. Cheap commercial chocolates don't come together as well as a good quality chocolate, so it's worth putting another sort of 50p, 60p into your costings just to buy a decent chocolate. And this particular chocolate has got... The second ingredient in here is cocoa butter. And though it's a milk chocolate, it's still got plenty... It's 100% cocoa butter, not vegetable fat. So I've put this over a bain-marie, effectively, a double boiler, and we're going to dip those cake pops into the chocolate to provide a seal around them in a minute.
Oh, that smells gorgeous.
Did you make that? Yeah. Blackcurrant jam. It's almost coming together, and I think that jam will just sort of seal it. What do you think?
How much does it?
I think probably two tablespoons.
There is star anise in the jam as well.
I'll
pull that out, not put that into the
end. You can make them look as classy as you want. You can make them very grown up, with a little bit of alcohol, white decorations, white chocolate, and then a very beautiful ribbon. Or you can make them into cartoon characters. I think that's also versatile. I really like the idea that you can theme it. The other thing that I think is very interesting about these is that we put them in the freezer, and I would say, quite honestly, that these could go in for at least 12 weeks in the freezer, and you could have them ready at a moment's notice to dip and then decorate.
Yeah, great for kids for a rainy day in the holidays.
It is, and you can get the children to decorate them.
That makes it much easier.